Today, I'm going to give you 12 excellent reasons why it's better to be single at 60 than it is to be married. But you know, as I was thinking about all these reasons to be single at 60 instead of being married, I realized that it may be better to be single, period. Sex as a single guy is way better than the sex as a married guy. First of all, there's not nearly as many politics involved. You can get right to it. Single women are out there and they are looking for the same thing that you're looking for. When you're married, you've got this negotiation that's got to happen. Did you empty the dishwasher? Did you fold your clothes? Did you mow the lawn? Did you do the grocery shopping? It's all bullshit. If sex is what you're interested in, don't get married. Marriage does not lead to more sex. Now, women will have sex with you until you agree to marry them. And then once you're actually in the door and you're married, yeah, I'm afraid that sex is going away. So sex and marriage do not coexist, just so you know. All right, autonomy on all the big issues. So if you've ever been house shopping or car shopping with your wife, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You are compromising constantly. So you're, for the most part, in most relationships, the man is putting up most of the money. Like, we come to the table with the income, and we come to the table with a load of cash. And they're picking the house and they're picking the car. What's with that? Like, why is that happening? If I want to have, like, my whole family room be a man cave, it should fucking be a man cave. Anyway, no compromises on the big issues. And then number three, no compromising on the small issues. Like, if you want to sleep on one side of the bed or the other side of the bed, that's your call, man. If you want to have the sink on the left or the sink on the right, that's your call. If you want to eat hamburgers every day for dinner for 2 weeks, that's your call. If you want Taco Wednesday instead of Taco Tuesday, that's your call. You get to decide. You get to decide all those things. So much nicer than having someone else arguing with you or debating with you or telling you the way things are supposed to be. So much better when you're single. This is one of my favorites because I'm just so fed up with getting criticism. My mother was always a critic and my wife was a critic. And it's so nice not to get criticism or judgment, to be able to live your life in a world without judgment. The only judge is you. You decide whether or not you're doing it right or wrong. And you know, I bet you're going to give yourself some slack on that. If you fuck something up, you just go back and redo it. No big deal. If you fuck something up and you're married, it may be etched into your tombstone. You may have that for the rest of your life or for all eternity for everyone to see. And John did not empty the dishwasher in July of 2019. No, no, no. It's all on you now. You don't need to worry about that stuff. Hey, look, I know it sounds like I'm jaded, and I promise you I'm not. I'm not totally against marriage. I think if you're one of those guys that's like really into having a family, absolutely, you should definitely do it. There's no reason why you shouldn't. But you should just know what you're getting in for. I mean, I don't want you to be disillusioned about this whole dating process and how great that is and how that's going to carry forward into your marriage, because trust me, it won't. You're going to be co-workers. You guys are going to be raising children together. And raising children is a lot of freaking work. There is no question about it. And your little sweetie, who's just so quick to jump in the covers with you, she's not going to be like that. She's not going to be like that at all. No, 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 no. That doesn't happen. No, no. She's going to be tired. She's going to want to sleep. She's not going to want you to touch her. Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, there's just so many things. You are not going to be living large in the sexual realm. Not at all. So get that idea out of your head. Let's see here. All right, let's go. I think that most guys fear being alone. And the irony is, just like good old Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, the only thing there is fear itself. There's nothing out there to be afraid of. You will be fine. You don't need a woman to take care of you. I promise you'll be fine. Just let it go. So if you're divorced like me and you've got kids, well, now you can finally be the cool parent. You no longer have to back up the crazy one. You can actually bring some rational behavior to child rearing. You don't have to, you know, toe the company line, so to speak. You can be the parent that everyone trusts. You can be the one that when things go sideways, they come to you for help. You can be the one that brings calmness and peace of mind to your children. You can help them not end up on a therapist couch when they're 40. How many men have you seen after 30 or 40 years of marriage who've just given up the fight altogether? All they're doing is just going along with whatever she says. She's dictating the terms and they're just going along. It's because they are resilient, they're persistent, they don't stop, they just keep coming. There's no end to it. And we men, we just don't have the endurance to keep up with that level of anxiety. It's just insane. So if you can just get out of your marriage as peacefully as possible, you can have a great relationship with your kids. That's an enormous benefit, enormous benefit. You will get to create the lifestyle that you want. If you want to stay out late, you stay out late. If you want to go downtown, get hammered, and stay in a hotel, well, you go downtown, get hammered, and stay in a hotel. If you want to go just see action movies and no romantic comedies, that's all on you. Makes a big difference. Makes you much, much happier doing the things that you want to do without having to compromise. What was the other ones? Let me get my phone out here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here's some good ones. You get to keep the house the temperature that you want. No more arguing about that frickin' thermostat. You know, you set the temperature the way you want it. And if anybody comes over and they don't like it, they can either take something off or put something on. But that's the temperature. It's your house. That's another good one. Oh my God, it's your house. You don't have to compromise on anything inside the house. If you want to just have big leather recliners like, you know, Joey and Chandler, well, that's what you have. Big leather recliners. It's your house. Decorate it the way you want. Wear the clothes that you want. No criticism that your clothes are out of style. Who gives a fuck? Just wear what you want. Be comfortable. Be the guy you want to be. You're not having to make anybody else happy. Oh, why is it that women are so dependent on us for their happiness? Why is that? Oh my God. So tired of trying to make somebody else happy. Whew. I think I spent the last 15 years of our marriage trying to figure out how to make her happy. And she's still unhappy. It's all your money, so you can go and do anything that you want. I personally enjoy going to Hawaii, or just to the tropics in general, but if I want to go to Hawaii, I will go to Hawaii. If I want to go to St. Thomas, I will go to St. Thomas. If I want to go to Key West, I will go to Key West. I just book it. I just go online, type in a few words, give them my credit card, and I'm gone. There's no conversation. There's no debate. There's no consideration. There's no what if this, what if that. Nope, we just go. I just go. If you like going to see sporting events and you want to go to venues all around the country, you can do that. Hell, maybe you're a soccer guy and you want to go to venues all around the world. You can do that. If you like having dogs that shed, have dogs that shed. If you want to have a cat, I have a stray cat. Used to live under my office. Now he lives upstairs in my fourth bedroom. Get a cat. If you want to change your career, even though it pays a lot less money, you can change your career, even though it pays a lot less money. If you want to decide to buy a camper and drive all around the country with your two dumb dogs, you can do that. There's no question about it. No one's gonna say, oh, I don't know if you should do that. That doesn't sound like a good idea. It's just life. Just have fun. Just go out there and enjoy it. And you know, if you have married somebody who doesn't have that ability to be flexible and, you know, enjoy life in those ways, then maybe you're in the wrong marriage. Maybe you got the wrong person. Maybe you advertised for the wrong stuff. Maybe she was a great mother. Maybe now you need someone a little more adventurous. Not that I'm encouraging anyone to get a divorce. I don't want to get on that, on anybody's bad side here. I'm just saying, as far as I know, you only get one ride on this merry-go-round. So you better enjoy it. You better have fun. Because when it stops, everybody gets off. Doesn't matter how much you earn, what your title is, how smart you are, how good looking you are, you're gonna die just like everybody else. So you might as well have some fun between now and then. So I recently posted a video about why dogs are better than dating. They're always ready to go. You know, when I wanna go for a hike, they're ready to go. Wives, not so much. I was married to my ex-wife for 21 years. I think she went on like 3 hikes with me. And they were short, like a mile or less. So, yeah. Literally just do whatever I want. So, you know, I think that the most important thing is regaining your autonomy, or your freedom is probably a better word for it. That's the thing that I never fully appreciated being married. And I think the contrast of having the autonomy and the freedom to live my life as I see fit versus compromising constantly and living my life really hoping to please someone and not understanding that it's impossible to make another human being happy. And I think that I have learned that lesson the hardest possible way, spending 21 years of my life trying to make someone else happy who just would not be happy. And I think a lot of men do that. I think that we trade our autonomy for sex. I know that sounds terrible. Maybe it's acceptance. Maybe that's the better word for it. Maybe it's just intimacy. Maybe as boys and men, we are lacking in affection and intimacy and understanding and all those things. And so the prospect of getting that affection and intimacy, we are glad to trade our autonomy and dedicate ourselves to a woman in the hopes of getting it. And of course, while you're dating her, you're getting tons of affection and intimacy. Yeah, but 10 years down the road, the closest thing you're going to get to sex is when she tells you to fuck off first thing every morning. No, I'm just kidding. No, but really, I'm serious. So I'm not beating up on marriage as an institution. I think that it's right for some people. And for me, when I was young, it was fine. It was a good decision, and I'm happy I made it. But I got to tell you, it feels really good to be single again. And I think that when you get older, at least for me, I don't know if this is true for you guys, but when you get older, you just know yourself a little bit better and you just feel a little more comfortable in your own skin being on your own. And you can really enjoy that experience more. I remember when my son was young, I was a single father until he was about 7 years old. And I remember kind of being sad that there was no one there to watch him take his first steps. There was no one there to hear him say certain words or to learn certain skills, whatever. But I was having all these experiences on my own, and I thought I needed to have these experiences shared in order for them to be complete. Well, I didn't. They were complete and whole on their own. They did not need another set of eyes. My eyes were the only ones that were necessary. I was there, I saw it, I participated in it. It was an experience that was meaningful to me. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Anyway, I think I've given you at least 12 good reasons why it's better to be single than to be married, especially at age 60. For you younger guys, you can figure that out on your own. But I think the key is don't be afraid of what lies on the other side of marriage. There's a great world out here, and it's made perfectly for you. You can truly enjoy yourself as an individual, as a single guy out there in the world. I'm gonna say one more thing. You know, since I started training people about 7 or 8 years ago, I've trained lots and lots of men. Single men, young men, old men, guys have been married for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, up to 50 years. They all have basically the same complaints. I mean, I'm not unique in my observations or my experiences with marriage. I have yet to meet a man who is just living in a state of bliss day in and day out. Probably true of women too. Now, single guys, I've had a few of those as well that are my age. And you know what's unique? Is they're all pretty happy. They all really enjoy their lives. They all have interests that they perform on a regular basis. They get involved in things. They love their lives. So if you're gonna get married, pick well. You really need to pick a good wife. And if you're gonna be single, or if you're gonna get divorced, don't be afraid of what comes after marriage. There's a great world out here. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. Please like and subscribe so more people can see my videos. And I'll see you in the next video. Stay healthy, stay happy, stay single.